Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out.
Welcome back to the Stampede Blue Colts cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Folks, we've got the final preseason game of the year tonight. So we're finally getting right on the cusp of the regular season. So this is an exciting game for that. But if you're looking for starters and whatnot, you know, we're not going to see many, if any, of those guys at all in this matchup. First and foremost, we expect to see a lot of the depth and the second guys and the third guys on both sides of the ball. So I think that what we're going to do today is we're going to kind of go through some guys that kind of I'm intrigued by, and we're going to talk about who we should expect to see and what we should expect to see from them in this fourth preseason game. And let's start just off the jump here and talk about the quarterback situation. You know, after Teddy Bridgewater was traded to the Saints, a lot of people initially thought, you know, oh, that's great news because he went for a third. And, you know, that what's this do for Brissett as far as trade, you know, being trade bait? Look, Brissett's not getting traded this year. I would be completely blown away if Brissett was traded before next year at about this time. And the reason being is because the Colts, he's very important to the Colts right now. Obviously, Andrew Luck, we think he's healthy. We're not worried about him at all. But you have to have a viable backup in this league. There's just no two ways around it. They covet Brissett quite a bit, as do I, and so should any Colts fan. But he's not going, in my opinion, he's just not going to draw just on his ability and his quarterbacking skills alone more than Teddy Bridgewater would, in my opinion. It depends on how needy the team that wants him is, and it depends on what kind of a solid backup plan to Brissett even that the Colts will have when they are, you know, if they were to trade him. So a lot will come into that. Now, could the Colts get a second? Absolutely. If a team has a quarterback go down at the end of this year and he's not ready for next year, sometime they're going to want to trade for a quarterback. They're desperate for that. I think that Brissett is a good quarterback. I don't think Brissett can carry a team. So that team's got to have a lot of things in place and lose a starter, in my opinion, to end up getting a bunch of value for Brissett. I think that a second round pick is possible, not ruling that out. But to get more than that or even a third, there would have to be some desperation from the other team. And the Colts would have to be like, you know, we can get rid of him, you know, because they just aren't in that position right now, especially with Philip Walker as number three on the board. So let's get to these guys real quick. I'm going to talk about who we want to see, what we want to see out of them, and so on before this final preseason game tonight against the Bengals. So the Colts will play the Bengals next week, too, in week one. So that's kind of interesting. You don't often end the preseason and start the season with the same team. So we're going to start with Brissett. I hope to see Brissett at least a full half, at least. And I'd like for him to play into the third quarter a drive or two as well. I really think that the Colts need to see what Brissett can offer with extended snaps. I think that we have a good idea of who Brissett is. Don't get me wrong. But he's going to have to play with these backup linemen, these backup receivers, and that's kind of the whole point. Not so much with the linemen, but with the guys that are going to be running in and out of the running back position and wide receiver spots. These guys can't have Philip Walker throwing them the ball all game or most of the game even. These guys aren't going to be able to get an opportunity to show what they can do, the wide receivers specifically, if Philip Walker's in there at quarterback. We and the Colts desperately need to see this wide receiver group in spades. They need to see a lot of opportunity from them. So I would guess that the Colts are going to pass pretty heavily. I think obviously they're going to run the ball and, you know, an adequate number of times, but they have to see a lot of this wide receiver group. There is so many question marks, folks. There's a lot. Now the Colts have said that Hilton, Rodgers, and Grant aren't going to play. That's not a surprise. I think Grant could use it, but, you know, I'm not a coach. Zach Pascal, though, Kaysen Williams, Steve Ishmael, Dorice Fountain, Krishan Hogan. I mean, all of these guys, Shantavis Jones, James Wright, all of these guys need a lot of reps. And, you know, quite frankly, there's so many of them that are in this little bubble for to make the roster, guys. I mean, look, they're going to have to make a 53-man roster first, and then you start getting players in that have been waived. So this 53-man roster is going to be what you see right now initially. That's going to change probably pretty heavily over the, you know, two following days. But for right now, I mean, it's going to be this group of wide receivers, you know, five of them at least that are going to make the 53-man roster. So I think that you have possibly, you know, Pascal, Williams, Ishmael, Fountain, Hogan, all really battling for that. Shantavis Jones has made a little bit of a case for himself as well. So the Colts desperately needed KJ Brent to stay healthy, and that just didn't happen. But who, I mean, we have to watch these guys, a lot of it. We need to see that they're good route runners. Dorice Fountain, truthfully, probably needs the best game out of any of them. He probably needs a touchdown. He probably needs, you know, a couple passes, a couple receptions across the middle and take on some contact. I think he needs to prove that he can run routes effectively. I mean, granted, he's not. None of these guys are going to be going up against starters, but that's fine because these guys aren't starters themselves, but they have to beat the depth from Cincinnati. They have to beat the backups. They have to show that they can beat people who are going to make that 53-man roster as well. And 53 and the depth in Cincinnati, although it may not be very good, is still going to probably be better in a lot of places than where the Colts are at. So this wide receiver group, first and foremost, we need a ton of visual on them. So I will be watching specifically for that group probably more than any. Moving over to the tight end position, this is going to be something that isn't going to be all that different. The Colts are pretty deep there, right? So we're going to see probably some Ross Travis, Swoop, Daryl Daniels, and Mo Alie-Cox. Mo Alie-Cox is a big dude. You know, we haven't seen much of him, but he is a big dude, and he's pretty adequate, I think. I think he still runs a possibility of getting stashed on the practice squad, but depending on what the Colts do at tight end, you know, that kind of depends. Daryl Daniels, you know, what is he, you know, if nothing more than a spot there, he could be trade bait. And I don't mean top five, six round trade bait. He could probably go for a seventh or sixth rounder with some sort of, an off the wall or kind of a meek trade, I guess is the best word for it. It's not going to draw a lot of interest. It might get the Colts a draft pick. It might get the Colts another linebacker or something from another team or just whatever. It's not going to be a great return, but Daryl Daniels does present that possibility in my opinion, and I maybe even Ross Travis. So that will be something to watch after the 53 man is set. But those tight end group, you know, that's not going to be much of what we haven't seen. Running backs, however, you know, Mack's still out. Wilkins probably won't see a bunch of snaps. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get some because there's so many question marks with this running back group afterwards. They have to still get a good idea of these guys. Now, who's going to play in this running back group is a little confusing because I don't really know. Brandon Oliver, maybe. Christine Michael's probably not going to because he's been running too much of the top, you know, one team. And I don't understand that because I just don't think he's very good anyways. But this running back group's going to get a lot of reps as well, and they need it. They don't need it to prove a whole bunch because, quite frankly, they're not going to prove much against the second or third team anyways. They just need the reps. They need the vision of the field, and they need that going in. Plus, you've got rookies there, and Turbin's not going to be available for the first 4 weeks. So there's a lot that this running back can get out of a game, even if it's not against, you know, top competition. The linemen, okay, I think that the Colts said that Braden Smith is going to be starting at right guard, and I think Haig is at right tackle. That is probably the best possible situation for the Colts because I think that those two legitimately can play in those positions. Smith has still been said to be in competition with Slauson. I don't know how realistic that is, but it needs to happen, okay? I mean, those guys have to get some reps in, and quite honestly, everybody except, you know, Nelson, Kelly, and Slauson are going to be playing. So everybody else is going to be getting in there. Maybe not LaRaven Clark. Maybe. I don't know about that. I don't recall hearing anything about him specifically one way or the other. So this lineman, these linemen are going to be, you know, needed to get some good tape on film. They have to show that they can hold it down against the reserves. Look, and this is the thing. Can you play against the starters? That's what you find out in the first three games sometimes with these guys or with anybody for that matter. After that, you have to be able to man up or dominate your assignment if you're a lineman, if they legitimately think that you've got an opportunity to start in the regular season. So this is going to be very, very important for a lot of these guys, especially Bond, who's back. You know, Jamarcus Webb, I think, has done pretty, is slow and is just, you know, just absolutely almost standstill, slow motion. He does a pretty solid job of linking up. So I think that this this offensive line group is going to be one that we have to keep a close eye on, because we need to find out who is actually going to be the guys. You know, they're going to find some starter. They're going to find a starter out of this one way or another. You know, I think, and I also think that they're going to find some, you know, who is the immediate backups and where. So that'll be important as well for the Colts. We're going to go to the defensive side of the ball right after the break. Welcome back, guys. Let's hit to the defense. Okay, so we are now looking at these guys back up second and third rotation, trying to get some snaps, trying to prove themselves. We're going to see Dallaire. We're going to see, maybe not Ture. I don't think that we are. In fact, I remember hearing that I don't think that that's going to happen. But Basham, Johnson, Chris McCain, those guys are all going to need to be in there. A couple speed guys, Adam McCain and Dallaire, as far as their burst. You know, Basham has had, you know, played better against San Francisco, but we have to see a lot from him. We need, honestly, Basham could go a long way, and I'd be happy for him. Don't get me wrong. As much as I've talked down on him in the past, as far as not, you know, being at the level he needs to be, this is the perfect time for him to throw a couple of moves in there, show what he's learning, show that he is progressing in at least some way, shape, or form, and get a sack or two. Or at least a quarterback hit, or at least a pressure, or at least a fumble recovery, you know, something like that. He needs to be around the ball a lot. And I don't know if he's on the bubble for the roster. I don't know that. I think common sense probably tells us that he's probably going to make the roster anyways. He still needs it. He has to promote confidence in himself, and the Colts have to have it in him as well. And I think that that's big. Moving on to the defensive tackles, Tomasi Lalile, rookie, he is going to be in there today. He's going to get a lot of snaps. He's going to be fun to watch because he offers a lot of speed. I think that what we're going to see from him and what the Colts will want to see from him is, do we have a guy that we can stash on the practice squad who offers, you know, some progression over the next 12 months? I think that he's going to have a big role. Rakeem Nunez Roaches will have a big role today. Brandon Banks, newly acquired guy, is going to have a big role today. I think that we'll probably see some Stewart and Ridgeway early. I don't think we'll see a lot of them throughout the game, but it just kind of depends. I think that anybody who's not the first unit is going to get some snaps today. So that's going to be very good to see. We need to see out of the depth from this defensive line, or yeah, the defensive tackle group as well. The linebackers, you're not going to see good. You're not going to see Sky Moore. You're probably not going to see Darius Leonard at all either. So you've got Matthew Adams, Zaire Franklin, Tyrell Adams, and Jeremiah George, you know, and then you've got Brandon Chubb, who is also newly acquired. We want to see where he's going to play. We want to see where Tyrell Adams, I think, is pretty good. And he came out of that Seattle system, and he's not getting a lot of pub necessarily because he's not one of the rookies. He's not, you know, obviously Darius Leonard and Sky Moore, guys who have impressed so far. But Tyrell Adams is a guy who is very physical, and I think that he's going to show something today to people who didn't really know much about him. Zaire Franklin, I think that he needs to – now, this is kind of where the Colts get into some fun things that we can watch. Who is going to be the nickel Mike linebacker? That's what I'm excited to see, because I want to see – unless they play Sky Moore, which I just don't think that they would. I don't know why they would, to be honest with you. But they need to see who else can play in that Mike role. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see Matthew Adams get a ton of snaps. They don't have a lot of depth here at this linebacker position, so that's why they brought in Chubb. I would assume that Chubb is some sort of a Mike or Will, and I think that they would feel comfortable with moving Jeremiah George, who's been playing the Will, over to the Sam spot just because of pure physicality. I don't know anything about Brandon Chubb, to be quite honest with you. So that's kind of a mystery right now, at least for me. So the linebacker group's going to be fun to watch. I think that you're going to see some pretty solid play out of them because they're going to who they're going against, what their competition level is. The linebackers are a interesting and necessary group to watch as well, guys. This linebacker group has to prove that they can be legit backups. Matthew Adams is a rookie. Zaire Franklin's a rookie. Tyrell Adams is looking for a real roster spot here. So these guys are going to be playing their butts off. I don't think Jeremiah George works in this roster to initially at all, and I think that he moves on because he just hasn't had – not only hasn't really had the time in game to really do much, but he's just not as impressive as some of the other guys, nor is he built like them either. Anthony Walker apparently is kind of on his way back and possibly practicing in week one. That's great news, if nothing else for depth, but he's not going to start, in my opinion. I don't see that he's going to start for a while, and I think Sky Moore has really impressed the Colts. I think he's going to stand pat there. Moving on to the corners and the secondary in general, we're not going to see Wilson. We're not going to see Desir. I wouldn't guess. Moore and Hairston, I think we'll see Hairston a little bit. And we might even, I think a lot of these corners are actually going to dress. I think that it's possible. I don't think we'll see Desir, but maybe a little Wilson, maybe, just because he's kind of, because he was hurt last week. But then again, that could be a reason for them to keep him out as well. But I think they want to see more out of a lot of these guys in the secondary, especially in the cornerback group. Robert Jackson, LeSean Durr, both have been acting as gunners as well. Chris Milton has really impressed as far as I'm concerned the past 2 weeks. I've got him on the roster right now as it is, and I think that he's going to make a bigger case for himself. He's been a gunner as well. He's lively, speed, he's physical. He's going to be a guy to watch, him and DJ White both. For that regard, Henry Tolliver has done pretty good, guys. Very under the radar, not excellent by any chance, by any stretch. But I think he's going to prove to some people that he can be a legitimate guy here in the near future. Jonte Baldwin also getting his second round with the Colts, at least from my knowledge, anyways. He's going to get an opportunity to play a lot of snaps. Lindsey Pipkins, newly acquired in the trade for Antonio Morrison from Green Bay. He is going to get a lot of snaps too, and he might be a sleeper to make this roster. I don't know much about him at all, but he did play 12 games last year in Green Bay. That is, that you have to understand that the experience in the league goes a long way. So figure if we got a legit backup at the Sam and we traded him off, I would assume that we're getting some sort of a legit backup at corner. So that would help. Hopefully that is immediate help as far as immediate depth on the depth chart, that they thought Lindsey Pipkins was good enough to kind of squeeze in there underneath some of the rookies and maybe just behind Milton. So maybe he's that sixth corner, depending on how DJ White. I think Henry Tolliver's got an opportunity here because Jackson and Durr haven't done much. And this is going to be a fun competition as well. And a lot of the back end of the roster, guys, is going to come from this game. It's going to be fun to watch. It's something that we need to watch. So we'll look for that. At safety, Green's not going to play because he's injured. Martin the same. So we're going to see a lot of Mathias Farley, Chris Cooper, Robinson Therese, and George Odom. I think all of those guys are legit safeties. Now, are we talking legit safety this minute? I don't know about that. That's hard for me to answer. But we've seen enough, I think, to understand that these guys get it. They're physical. They're pretty fast. At least Cooper and Odom have some good speed. And Therese, for his lack of stature, is a powerhouse hitter. So we've got some good opportunity here for these guys. And this, TJ Green's injury, and Martin for that matter as well, but I think Green possibly more. They were very hurt by their injury as far as making that last opportunity stick with the coaches and seeing what they can do, because Green didn't do much last week. He hasn't done much in the first couple preseason games, and now he can't play in this one. So this is going to give I think Cooper and Odom probably the best opportunity to squeeze into the roster. That's not I mean, this, like I said, Therese is a tough dude too. So really a lot of this, especially from the secondary, and I would say even the wide receiver group as well, and probably some linebackers, most of this today is going to show, can you play special teams and how effective can you be? Are you a good tackler? Are you smart? Are you, you know, heads up? Are you ready to kind of take the next step towards making a legitimate stop on this roster? Not just being a back end guy for special teams, but that's how you get in. That's how you get the reps on offense, defense, whichever side of the ball you play on. And then you get the opportunity for some of these guys who are towards the bottom of the roster initially, then you get that opportunity to show that you can play the position pretty well as well. So this will be very fun to watch for me. I love this game every year because I think that it really shows how everybody is going to come together. There are going to be some of these guys that are initially our third string guys that are going to end up getting a lot of snaps through the season because of injuries. Injuries happen. They're going to happen. The Colts are going to experience them as well. They've had them in the past, but it's going to happen. We may see a couple guys battling for a roster spot today that get injured. That's sad and it sucks because they realize that that was their last shot to make the team. But you are going to see some guys really putting their balls on the line, for lack of better words, this game, because this is all about making an impression. Can you, instead of getting a pass breakup, can you actually pick the ball off? What kind of spatial awareness do you have on the field, on offense or defense? How many times are you able to read and react efficiently in order to keep a 5-yard gain to about a 2 or 3 yard gain? Those kind of things. That's what they want to see. It doesn't really matter about the competition all that much. It matters about showing the instincts and showing that you can make the play and get it done. So this is going to be a short pod today, but it's going to be a fun game, guys, to watch. I think that the Colts, you know, should show that even the backups, especially on defense, are all about flying to the ball and making an impact. And then vice versa for the offense. I think that a lot of these guys have to make an impression on the Colts coaching staff today in order to make the roster. So thank you guys for listening. We will talk tomorrow about the final preseason game, kind of how it shook out. Be on the lookout for Stampede Blue, lots of 53-man roster projection, lots of positional battle stuff, and always get your news and Indianapolis Colts analysis on Stampede Blue. Make sure you guys are getting out there and doing a rating and review on the podcast. Really would appreciate it. Helps it out a lot. Thank you guys so much for being here and sharing the show as well on your social media pages. You guys are helping a ton. That's it for today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here on the Colts Cast. Yeah. Stampede Blue.